All right, Escape Route has lots of modal stuff going on. It's really fun to play, and they're all really fun. Just because something has lots of modes doesn't necessarily, or not, doesn't necessarily mean it's better. I mean, just one mode is really fun to play for, you know, a good long solo. I've written whole pieces, you know, modal compositions are quite common. This one is a modal composition, but it's not all in one mode. So I wouldn't call it a modal composition. To me, is like the whole thing is in one mode. But this is a tune where you start off, you're in B flat, and then you have C over B flat. Now, if you look at the notes of a C triad over a B flat, the C itself is a 9, the E is a sharp 11, and the G is a 6th. Right, so what you have is a Lydian sound right there. All right, when I see a C over B flat in the context of, you know, B flat, which is before and after it, like that chord by itself, C over B flat, doesn't mean anything really. It could be C7 with B flat in the bass, but because it's surrounded by two other B flat chords, it's B flat Lydian for that whole section. All right, skipping ahead to the B section, G minor, and then you have C over G. Now, C over G, if you look at the notes of C as they pertain to G, the C would be the 4, the E would be the natural 6th, and the G would be the 1. So, the fact that I said it's a minor, we're in the context of G minor here, sure, surely, and the fact that there's a C chord that gives us a natural 6th automatically suggests Dorian. Did you follow that? If not, listen back to it. Because we're in the context of G minor, and we're surrounded, I mean, we have a C chord in it, which gives us a natural 6th, that's got to be Dorian. So just reiterating, A section is B flat Lydian. The B section is the relative minor of B flat, however, it's not B flat Aeolian as we would expect, it's G Dorian. All right, and it just so happens that G Dorian and B flat Lydian have the same notes. But that's beyond the scope of this conversation. Next section, C section. You got D minor and B flat. That B flat is the flat 6th to D minor, so now you're in D Aeolian. All right. Next section, D, the D section. You got C minor, which we haven't seen so far, B flat and F. And so I'm going to call that C Dorian. Because C minor is C minor, B flat is the flat 7, which could be either Aeolian or Dorian. But then when you get to the F chord, that introduces an A note, which is the natural 6th to C. So that's a Dorian sound. All right, I'm more concerned that you're getting the process of this than actually just writing down what I tell you. Like, can you see how I got that? That's the real, teach a man or teach a woman to fish is my thing, you know. Not just showing you, because otherwise you'll always be dependent on, well, what mode is this? What, you know, learn to look into the progression. They inform you everything you need to know. That covers all the way up to the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. At the 9th bar of the D section, you see a D minor, C, and G. Well, guess what? That's the same progression you just had, but up a whole step. First you had C minor, B flat, F. Now you got D minor, C, G. So that's D Dorian. Next, last line of the D section, you got F, G, A minor. I would call that A minor Aeolian. All right? So even though all those chords still fit D Dorian, which is where you're coming from, like F is in D Dorian, G is in D Dorian, A minor is in D Dorian, but it seems to resolve, like that's like a cadence, and it resolves to A minor, so I'm going to say that that's A minor Aeolian. And then the only other bit is in the coda. You have this A minor, and then E with G sharp, and that's like a 5 chord to a minor. A lot of times the 5 chord is like an E7 instead of E minor. It doesn't say E7, but you can certainly play E7 over G sharp there. And it gives you a natural 7th. So your A minor is, A minor Aeolian is normally, you know, 1, 2, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 6, flat 7. But instead, you're going to natural 7 out of that. If you play a flat 7 and don't address the fact that it's a natural 7, it'll still sound fine because it gives you a G over an E7 sound, which is very common. It's like the Jimi Hendrix power, Purple Haze type chord. And that chord is 40 years old, you know, by now, or more, I guess. 50 years old. You don't have to worry too much about addressing a natural 7 over an A minor there. Then the next chord is E minor, which is in the diatonic to A minor. And here's the next one, D over F sharp. That gives us Dorian, A minor Dorian, because the F sharp is the natural 6 to the A minor. Then F is the flat 6, so you're back in A Aeolian. Really? You really switch back and forth in one bar? Absolutely you do. That's what gives the tune its color, you know. And if you're playing A minor pentatonic, again, there's no 6, so you don't have to worry. You can just play A minor. But if you really want to dig in, it's A Dorian over the D slash F chord, F sharp chord, and A Aeolian after the F chord, over the F chord. And then the rest of it is it repeats the same thing. I hope you got all that and understood it. And if not, listen back again to what I said, and listen to the effect of the tune. Listen to the effect of stringing you, the listener, through different modes. You know, each mode has its own mood. So just by doing that, you can compose tunes that you know, really change the emotion quick, you know? All right, have fun.